Okay, we're on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're about 8 lines down from the top. It says, "Bamine Achi Tana Rabbi Rechim Reb Chiya." Achi, that's his name. He was a Tana in the Academy of Reb Chiya. He asked Reb Chiya, "B'halal Megillah Mal Shiyafsik." During a halal and a Megillah, are you allowed to be mafsik in order to say hello to somebody, to say hello or answer back, etc.? I mean, a kavah chomer, we say it's a kavah chomer, kriyah shma, deo reisah, posted by kriyah shma, which is deo reisah, we're allowed to stop, as we just said. Halo derabanan mi boi, by halo, which is only derabanan. Yeah, do you have any kasha? Of course you could stop. Odil persimenisa adif, or maybe persimenisa is going to be considered something greater, and therefore you wouldn't be able to stop in the middle of halo because of persimenisa. Amale, posim im bakaklum. Real he answer back, you could stop. There's no worries whatsoever. I'm a rabba. Rabba then says, Yomisha Yachid Gomer Reza Halel. Rabba lived about 2 generations after Rabbi Chiya said days in which the Yachid, an individual, finishes Halel, right? Like the days, let's say, by Sukkot or the first 2 days of Pesach or Hanukkah. Then par the paraposa, the in between parakim, you're allowed to stop. Emta, have parakeno posa. But if you're in the middle of a parak, you're not allowed to stop. Yomisha any Yachid Gomer Reza Halel. But if it's days in which the Yachid is not Gomer Ben Halel, like Rosh Chodesh or the other days of Pesach, I feel the emsa par posuk, then even if you're in the middle of the parak, you could stop. Right? So we see it depends on which kind of days we're talking about. So Aini, though Rabbar Shva equal legabe to Ravina. Wait a second. Rabbar Shva came to Ravina. Yom Sha'ini Yachim Bowen as a halahala. It was a day in which you wouldn't finish off halah v'lo posuk le. And Ravina didn't stop to answer Rabbar Shva. Shana Rabbar Shva dola chashav ala da Ravina. Ravina didn't consider Rabbar Shva chashav, and therefore that's why you didn't answer him, but that doesn't show you for anything else. 2 dots. Boy mene ashian tender be Ravami Ravyami. Ashian, who was a Tana in the Academy of Rabbi Yami, asked Rabbi Yami, "Ashori b'tanis mal shi'itom." Let's say you're sitting in Tainus. Are you allowed to taste things while you're in a Tainus? Achilu v'shiyah kabel lava haleka. You accepted upon yourself not to eat or drink, and you're not eating or drinking. Odil mahana kabel lava ika. Or maybe you're accepting upon yourself to have hana, right? But there is hana by tasting it. Amalei tumi v'makaklum. You're allowed to taste. Don't worry about anything at all. Tani namihalchi. We have a brace like this. Matemes enetu na bracha. Tasting something that you don't need a bracha. Ashori b'tanis. However, if you're sitting in Tainus, tumi v'makaklum. You're allowed to taste. You don't have to worry about anything whatsoever. At kamar Rabbi Yami. They would taste up until Shir Revius. Now, halachically, we don't really hold that way. When you do taste, you do need a bracha, and this is something that we say is a little bit different than what the Gemara is saying over here. But that's dealing on a lot of other things that that the Gemara deals with. And over here, it's actually, it's brought down by Tosis over here that Rabbeinu Hananel says, Shechozru pull it, you have to spit it out afterward, and that's going to be totally different, but okay, in halacha, we don't pass in this way. 2 dots. Amar Kol Nesu Shem L'Chavon HaKodesh Yisbal. Anybody who says hello to his friend before he davens, Kilo also Obama. It's like you're making a friend into a bama, into a place where you bring korbanos. Shem L'Chid L'Chamina Adam Asher Nesham Ba'aho. Stay away from man who has a breath, you know, breath in his nose. Kibam V'Nech Shafu. What is he considered? I'll take a bama el a bama. He's considered a bama. Shmolam V'Meh Chashavta L'Zev L'Oloa. It's really bama. What are you considering this guy? Are you considering him like a god? Why are you saying hello to him before you say hello to him? Murasov Rashesh has Beprakim Shol Minakov Nameshiv. Or Sheshes Asakashi says, wait a second, Bein HaProkim, right? But when you get to each parak, Shol Minei Kavod Umeshiv, you're allowed to say hello and you're allowed to answer. So we see that you are allowed to say hello to somebody. Even in the middle of davening, Tergum Rabbi Abba, Mashkan LePeschoi. Rabbi Abba says, you're right. You know what's a problem? It's a problem if you go to his door to go say hello to him right before going to anybody else. That's going to be a problem. That's what we're talking about right here. We're going to skip the parentheses. Amar Avida Baravan, Amar Rabbi Yetzel Barashion. Also, Adam Lasso Chavei Tzokodin Shizbal, you're allowed to do your own thing before you daven. Shamar Sedel Fon Yelech, Yesem Lidar Palma of. Righteousness should go in front of you and should place by the road all of your steps. It should always be toward a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ravidi Barav, and Ravidi Barashin, Kolom Yisbalu Akal Yosel Derech, anybody who davens and then afterward goes on the road, HaKaddish Baruch Hu Zol Chavetzav, HaKaddish Baruch Hu allows him to have everything that he wants and needs. Shamar Tzedek Levan V'Yelech, V'Yasam L'Derech Pamav. That's the best thing to do. So do not do your own things before you daven. And if you do, and you go on the road after you daven, then you're going to be blessed with tremendous brachos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 2 dots. Am Rabbi Yonah and Rav Zerah called lunch of Zim below Chalom Nikara. Anybody who sleeps 7 days without a dream, he's called bad. Sheva Yolin, well, Savea Yolin. If he goes to sleep satiated by Yivkad Ra, nothing bad will happen to him. I'll take a Savea Ela Sheva. So if it's Sheva Yolin, in 7 days by Yivkad Ra, if you don't get a dream, Bal Yifkad, you're not visited by a dream, Ra. That's going to be bad. We're going to get to that when we get to the ninth parak. Amal Rachabir Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Halkim Rav Chiya Mar Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya says the name of Rav Yochanan, Lamas Piyas, Mi Divir Torah V'lan, anybody who fills himself with Torah and then goes to sleep, and Vasano Bisoros Rose, he'll never hear bad news. Number Sebayal Yolin, if you go to sleep satiated with Torah, Bal Yifkad Ra, you'll never hear anything bad. Eloi Ben Aprokin. We had the 2 dots. We're going back to the Bein HaProkim. Rabbi Yavon, Rabbi Yochan, Malach, Rabbi Yehuda, Dam, Rabbein Elokechem, Lam, Esviyatzi, Lo Yafsik. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda that between Esviyatziv and Elokechem, by Shema, you're not allowed to make a Hafsik. And therefore, really, there's not 5 separations, only 4 separations. Amar Rabbi Yavon, Rabbi Yochan, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say that? See, Vashem Elokim MS. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says Hashem Elokim MS. Chosvor MS, and we know when the Chosvor MS. Wait a second. When you're saying Esviyatziv, do you say MS? Or do you not go back on Rav Amar Yochan Chosvor MS? He says you should say MS again. Rabba Amar Eino Chosvor MS. Nope, you don't say it again. Who did not come to Rabba? There was a guy who was standing in front of Rabba, who went to daven in front of Rabba. Shama Rabba Domer MS MS Trey Zimni. Rabba heard him say MS MS two times. One by Hashem Elokeichem MS, and then MS Viativ. Amar Rabba Kol MS MS Tafsilai. Right, MS MS is Tafsilai. He forgot what he was doing, and he didn't realize he's just grabbing onto it, and he's not doing anything good. Amar Rav Yosef Kama Al Yahashmaitza. Rav Yosef said, "Wow, this is a great Gemara to learn." The Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Asa Bar Rava Amri Bar Rava Aravis. But Bar Rava Arvis Dabro Benis Bar Tolim Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. So when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said he came, they say in Eretz Yisrael the following: during Mariv, Dabro Benis Bar Marto Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. Right? This is a great Shmaisa because they say it's got to be like that. Now the reason why is because they can skip Tzitzis because there's no mitzvah Tzitzis at night. But you get start. You got to say Dabro Benis Over Marto Aleihem, and then you have to skip to Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. Amalei Abayi Maimal Yusa. So Abayi, who was the student of Rav Yosef, who usually questioned where Rav Yosef went, because Rav Yosef got sick and lost part of his learning. So Abayi said to him, Maimal Yusa, what's so great about Rav Kana Marav? You're not allowed to start the third paragraph at night, but if you start the third paragraph at night, then you have to finish the entire thing. V'chitim V'amarta Aleihem Lavi Yaschala. If you say V'amarta Aleihem, is not considered like starting, and that's why you could just say V'amarta Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. From Rosh Hashanah Yitzchok Amar Rav, but Rosh Hashanah Yitzchok said the name of Rav Dabro Ben Yisrael Lo Havi Yaschala V'amarta Aleihem Havi Yaschala. If you just say the words Dabro Ben Yisrael, you can skip to Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. But if you say the words V'amarta Aleihem, then you did start, and you got to say the entire thing. So what are you saying over here from Rosh Hashanah Yehuda that you can say V'amarta Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS? No, once you do that, you have to do the whole thing. Amar Papa Kesav Amar Rav, they hold in Eretz Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem Nami Lo Havi Yaschala. Adomar Vasulam Titis. They hold in Eretz Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleihem is also not considered starting until you actually say the words Vasulam Titis. Right? Amalahem. Yamar Abayi. Abayi says, Hilkach, Anan Askulim Askulim Decham Masulam Rava. So Abayi says, okay, based on all this, we're going to start the third paragraph at night because they start doing it in Eretz Yisrael. Because we started, we say V'yamarta Aleihem. Therefore, we're also going to finish it. Don't start, but if you start, you finish. And that's why we do all three paragraphs at night, even though the third paragraph is about Shema, is about Titis. And it's not really as shaykh. Chiyah Barav Amar, Omar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Tzorech Lomar Emes. If you say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then you got to say Emes. Lomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and Tzorech Lomar Emes. But if you don't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then you wouldn't have to say Emes Vamuna. At night, you could skip the entire thing. But don't you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night? How are you going to mention if you missed that third paragraph of Shema and you're missing Emes Vamuna? Domar Hachi. He says like this: Modi Menachem Lachal Hashem Elokeinu Shotzei Tzitzis Meretz Yisrael V'Tzitzis Hanu Mivesavdim V'Asisu Lanu Nisim Gvuros Al Yam V'Shanu Lach. We thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You brought us out of Egypt. You redeemed us from the base of Avadim. You did for us miracles and Gvuros Al Yam V'Shanu Lach. That's why it's kind of a bracha to be able to do Gula Tefillah even at night during Marav, because that shows you not everybody used to do it. We learn a resurrection by Chayomer. Really, Shema should come before Vahayim Shmoa. Why? Because Shema is to learn, and Vahayim Shmoa is to teach. Vahayim Shmoa Levayomer. Because Vahayim Shmoa is teaching, and Vahayomer is lasos. First, you got to learn, then you got to teach, and then you do. Wait a second. Does Shema only contain the first paragraph? Does it only contain learning? It doesn't contain the other two. Voksi vishinantam. You should teach it. That's lamed. Ukshartam uksavtam. And you got to tie it onto your hands. Uksavtam. And you got to write it. So that's lasos as well. So Shema has all three. Visu v'hanim shema lamed hudispe v'lasos leispe. Vayim Shema only has teaching. It doesn't have doing. Voksi v'ukshartam uksavtam. It also says uksavtam. It also says uksavtam. Alhachi gomer, this is what we mean. Sebedinu shetiktam Shema v'hayim Shema shizel lomad lamed lasos. Because Shema has all three. Lomad lamed lasos. Vayim Shema v'leomer shizel yishbo lamed lasos. Vayomer in bel lasos bovad. So the first paragraph is three things. The second paragraph has two things. And Vayomer only has one thing. And that's why it's in that order. V'tevilin Rav Yishuv ben Korcha. Wait a second, don't we have an answer from Yeshua ben Korcha why each one is in front of the other? Chadva Okamar, we say this and that. Chadva, Kedushi Kabbalah, Machosh Mai Tchil, Vakhe Kabbalah, Mitzvah, so, oh, Mishun Di Yisbe Hani Mila Harnaisa. Number one, the reason why we say Shema is because it has all Machosh Maim. Then it has all Mitzvahs, and that's why we do the Shema before Vahim Shmoa. And also because it has got all these other things, and that's why we go ahead and do it. Toward the bottom of the Gemara says, Rav, Mashi Yadi Vakari Kriyashma, Vanach Tvilin Vitzali. Rav used to wash his hands, read Kriyashma, put on Tvilin afterward, and then Davin Shmaras Vayachavidachi. Says the Gemara, how in the world was he allowed to do that? But then we learn about a chofer koch lemeis bekever potumi kriyashma minutvilan. We call mitzvahs moros v'tayra. Right, if somebody is digging like some sort of a sarcophagus for a dead person in a cavern, and he's trying to do something for, you know, he's an onin or he's working on something, he's potter from kriyashma tefillin. For all mitzvahs said in the Torah, because he's already doing one big mitzvah. He gives man kriyashma olav enotol yadu maniach tefillin v'kori kriyashma ispalel. But once the zman kriyashma comes, he should come up out of the grave, wash his hands, put on tefillin, read kriyashma, and daven. So we see from that brisa that there's tefillin, and then you read kriyashma. But the problem is Hagu Vakasha, but in that Braisa there's a stira. Reish Amar Potter, Seifa Chayiv. In the beginning it says you're Potter from Kriyashma. In the Seifa it says you're Chayiv to read Kriyashma. What's going on? Halokasha, Seifa Betray, Reish Bechad. The Reish is talking about where there's one person, then he's Potter because he's doing a mitzvah. The Seifa with two people, one guy can keep doing it, the other guy can stop and say Kriyashma. Mikomakan Kasha Rav. Nonetheless, it's a Kasha on Rav, because Rav would put on tefillin after saying Shema. And this is saying you got to put on your tefillin and then say Shema. So it's a kasha Rav. Rav, Krav Yishuv and Korcha, so Rav must hold like Krav Yishuv and Korcha. Damar Omal Choshmai Techila V'Kachol Mitzvos. First, you got to do Omal Choshmai, so you got to say Shema first. And then after you do all mitzvos, that's when you put on your tefillin. That's how we held the like Krav Yishuv and Korcha in our Mishnah. Imad Krav Yishuv and Korcha L'Haktin Kriya L'Kriya. Wait a second. Krav Yishuv and Korcha only said his din to be able to say why one comes before the other. Kriya L'Asim Yishamatale. Did you ever hear that he said you got to say Shema before you put on your tefillin? That's ridiculous. He never meant it that way. V'Sum Yisavar like Krav Yishuv and Korcha. So wait a second. Rav holds like Rav Yishuv and Korcha and Rechiya Barashi. Zimnis again have a kami in the kami to Rav. Rechiya Barashi said many times I was standing in front of Rav. Makti Mashi Yadei Mavarech Masal and Pirkan. He would go ahead and wash his hands and then make a bracha, teach us the parak, put on his tefillin, and then read Kriyashma. So Rav himself put on tefillin before reading Kriyashma. So how before could he put on Kriyashma and then put on his tefillin? If you're going to say that last case where Rechiya Barashi was talking was before the Zman of Kriyashma arrived, that it wasn't yet the time of Kriyashma, and that's why he put on tefillin first in order to eventually get to the time of Kriyashma. And came Ayasad Asi to Rechiya Barashi. If that's the pshad, then what in the world is Rechiya Barashi coming along and telling me all this for? Clearly, Rechiya Barashi is trying to tell us something. He's trying to do something in order to tell us exactly what he's trying to do, right? Why in the world would you tell us this if there's no real point? Right, there's no real point. He's obviously trying to tell us that he put on his tefillin before reading Kriya Shema. So we say, Lafukimando Amar, Mishnah Tzorech Levarach. Well, maybe Rechiya Barashi is telling us that some people say Mishnah, you don't need to make a bracha berach zatorach. Mashal and Dafla Mishnah, Nami Tzorech Levarach over here, before teaching us our parak of Mishnayis, he would make a bracha. So clearly you got to do berach zatorach for Mishnayis. Maybe that's the point, but it wasn't about the tefillin and the Kriya Shema. Who cares about the tefillin and Kriya Shema? Mikomakum Kashal Rav. Nonetheless, something's wrong over here. What did Rav do? Shluchu Davis. So we answer, there was a Shliach who messed up over here. Maybe the Shliach was delayed in bringing him tefillin. Therefore, he had to read Kriya Shema first because he was worried about this man being over. And then when he had the tefillin, he put it on. So normally, Rav would put on his tefillin before reading Kriya Shema. And this time, he was Kar Kriya Shema, not tefillin at all. Right, because the shlech messed up. Two dots all the way in the bottom. Armula koko Kriya Shema v'lo tefillin. If you read Kriya Shema without tefillin, ki lamei de shekhar ba'atmo, it's like you're being testifying falsely about a kadosh baruch hu rechiv rabban rabbi yochan ki luhikri v'ola below mincha v'lo zevach below nesachim. It's like you're bringing a korban ola without bringing the mincha with it, or bringing a korban without bringing libations. You're missing something. There's something missing. You got to have tefillin when you have your when you read Kriya Shema. Obviously not at night. Then we have Amar Rabbi Yochan by the two dots on the very very bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochan rotsi sheyikav alav amochol shemayim shleima. Rabbi Yochan says if you want to accept the omal complete yoke of heaven. First, go to the bathroom, number two, and then afterward, wash your hands, and then put on tefillin, and then read Kriya Shema, and then put on, and then daven. And that's going to be Malchus Shemayim in the best possible way, right? And on that, we say, anybody who does that goes to the bathroom and then washes his hands and puts on tefillin and reads Kriya Shema and davens. It's like he built a mizbeach. He brought a korban on it. That's how good it is. I'm going to wash in cleanliness, my hands. I'm going to go around your Hashem. You know what? Says Rava, it's more like you went to the mikvah as well. It's not like you wash your hands. It's like you actually wash your entire body. That's how clean it is, and that's the best thing to do. Okay, we're stopping right over here. We're 8 lines down on Tezvav Amid Aleph.